Juan.
Couple 13-14 pass, Common Man program, as we close out the 1 o'clock hour and begin anew at 2. Common Man, Tennaby, and now joined by Mark Rosen of Channel 4 Sports fame. Momentarily, we will be joined by one of the best golfers ever to tee it up, Annika Sorenstam.
Wow, very excited to talk to her.
World Golf Hall of Famer, 93 wins worldwide, 72 on the LPGA Tour,
right,
in 10 majors.
And there's obviously a very good reason why we're talking to her, because she has a big event coming up here next
week. She co-designed the new Royal Golf Club. They call it the King and Queen.
Mm-hmm.
She was the architect on the front nine. Arnie Palmer, his last course, here's what's interesting. That was her first design in the United States.
Right.
It was his last design ever.
Before he died. Yeah.
So you got that.
That's the old tartan, right?
The old tartan.
The old tartan.
Which was 27 holes. It was purchased by, I think there are five partners altogether, including Hollis Kabner. I think it's five. I could be wrong.
Okay.
And they rebuilt the golf course, renovated it, added some housing, minimal, some along number eight. And then they have some out on on 15.
So it's a.
And then they have a bunch. They're adding some homes near number eight, but it'll be minimal. They redid the clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Great golf course, and it's the Annika Intercollegiate presented by 3M, which is coming to the Twin Cities.
So we'll talk to her about it, obviously. But some literally the best college teams.
They have nine of the top 10 women's collegiate teams, according to the latest Golf Weekend Sagarin rankings, and lo and behold, here she is now, Annika Sorenstam, the LPGA great. Annika, thanks so much for joining me. And Mark Rosen is with us. He's from Channel 4 Television here in the Twin Cities. I've had the I've met your acquaintance twice now when you were out for the grand opening of the Royal, and then I also had a chance when to talk to you when you were at Braemar Golf Course in the Twin Cities. A couple of years before that. So it's good to talk to you again, and thanks for joining us. You're calling us from Europe right now?
Actually, I am in Lake Tahoe. I'm heading to Europe on early next week, but it's great to be on. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on with us. I know that we want to talk about a couple of things, including the 5th Annual Annika Intercollegiate presented by 3M to be held here in Minneapolis at the Royal Golf Club, which you co-designed with Arnold Palmer.
I did. It was an amazing project, and certainly an honor for me to work with the king. And it was my first design in the U.S. I've been lucky to do a few internationally, but to do a front nine with the king was a special special honor. And now, you know, the young ladies get a chance to play the golf course. It's kind of coming all back together.
What made your relationship, Annika, so special with the king, with Arnold Palmer?
Well, I mean, he was a true gentleman, and I think if, you know, anybody who's met him would know the feeling where he just really made you feel like you were his best friend, or just really paid attention to you and just really made you feel special. And in my case, obviously, as a golfer, and admired him tremendously on the golf course, off the golf course, as far as what he has done, you know, with philanthropic efforts, especially in Orlando. Both our kids are born in a hospital, And you know, he's done so much for the game of golf. And then to be able to work with him on a golf course that we know will be there forever, it was very cool.
So you, I know this is a big part of your Annika Foundation. So if you could elaborate a little bit more on some of the initiatives you're taking and really beyond this golf tournament, which speaks for itself, sort of your goals as you move forward with your foundation.
Yes, so the Annika Foundation was founded 10 years ago when I stepped away from competitive golf. It was all about giving back to the game in different ways. And I thought, you know, why don't I just give back to young girls, because that's kind of, you know, not too long ago I was in their shoes, and just inspire them and give them playing opportunities to pursue their dreams. So, you know, right now we have 7 global tournaments that, you know, we share the passion I have for the game and the knowledge. So our tagline is more than golf. So, yes, it is a competition. But it's also about, you know, teaching them other things than, you know, hitting a driver and making a putt. So, you know, Annika is a collegiate here at the Aurora Golf Club. Is obviously the top collegiate players, but we also focus on a little bit of younger girls, ages 12 to 17, where they are kind of in a position in their lives where they're thinking about college, they're thinking about the next steps, and we use golf as a platform and to kind of help them out. And again, we talk about more than golf. It could be fitness, nutrition. It could be a lot of different things. And so, yeah, it's been really fun.
So what can fans expect to see, the kind of competition that they will see September 16th through the 19th here at the Royal Golf Club?
Well, first of all, it's Division I college golf. So we're talking about the best collegiate players in the world and the best teams in the country. And, you know, it's the next generation of superstars. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just tremendous golfers and great role models. It's fun to see not just individuals, but as a team and how they rally together. So the golf will be super.
We're talking with Annika Sorenstam, the Golf Hall of Famer, who is her Annika Foundation is going to be bringing the tournament to the Royal Golf Club next week. I understand, are you going to be there at the tournament? Is that correct? And you're going to interact with the players and fans as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, I get there on Monday and I stay through the end of the event. So I mean, obviously, Minnesota and Minneapolis has a nice place in my heart. I've been going there quite a few times. I feel like it's kind of a special home. And now when the ladies are playing the course and we're hosting the event and 3M is a partner of ours, it's just kind of, yeah, it's really, really look forward to it.
Are you seeing a pretty good pipeline right now with the U.S. players in particular, young girls turning into women, playing collegiate golf, and then potentially moving on to the LPGA? And sir, what's the state of women's golf here in the U.S. right now as they look from a competitive standpoint as well, moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly is a global game. There's no doubt about mm-hmm. it. If you start at the top and, you know, you look at the LPGA, you have several U.S. superstars as well as many other international stars. But, you know, college golf is just something very special. I mean, I was very fortunate to come here in 1990 to play on a college team, and I would say that kick-started my career. And you know, other young girls from around the world, they see that and they want to experience it the same. So as far as U.S. golf, I think it's healthy. It's growing. But again, I think the international mix is a good thing for the game. It makes everybody work harder. And the exposure is worldwide. And that's pretty neat when you see players from New Zealand or Thailand or Sweden and they're mm-hmm. all playing together in the same team.
Yeah. And you're seeing, I mean, if you look at a leaderboard each week, there are a lot of Korean and Japanese and Thai players on the top of that leaderboard. When you look at the best, in your opinion, when you look at the LPGA Tour, who are some of the two or three players that you think are really kind of the cream of the crop of the LPGA?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, I would say one of the hottest players is Brooke Henderson from Canada. She's also one of the youngest. She's done really well, and she's playing some super golf right now. You know, Arya Yutanagarn is another player from Thailand who's kind of surfaced the last 2-3 years. And there's a young player from Korea, Sunyoung Park, that has a lot of talent. I mean, these players, I mean, they're in their under 25. So I have a feeling we're going to see them for a while.
In this day and age, Annika, of specialization in sports, I'm sure you see a lot of it on the youth level with parents kind of, I was saying, well, I guess I could use the word pushing their child, male or female, into a particular sport. You are kind of the poster child of saying, do it all. I mean, you were a ranked junior tennis player. You were you played soccer. You were a great skier. Oh, and then, by the way, you picked up the game of golf, I think, at the age of 12. So is that your message to young girls as well, to kind of stay well-rounded? Don't just, you know, hit 3,000 golf balls a day. Do other things as well.
I believe so. And I mean, obviously there's a recipe success that's different for everybody, but I do feel like you should try different sports. I've always said, you know, if I would have specialized in golf at the age of 12, then I would never have the chance to really play golf. So, you know, you want to try different things. You don't know what you like later in life. And, you know, it's great to try team sports. It's great to try individual sports. And, you know, bottom line, it needs to be fun and something that, you know, you want to continue to do. And I have a feeling when you specialize too early, you know, you have a tendency to get burned out, and injuries are obviously more prone when you just kind of do one thing. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. Yeah, all about trying different things and figure it out.
I want to ask you your opinion on Tiger Woods and his comeback. You've probably been asked about it before, but I think there were a lot of people, including myself, that thought maybe he'd seen his better days. Today, he's leading the tournament he's playing, and he shot a 29 on the front side and then birdied 10. He finished the runner-up in the PGA Championship and was in the lead at the Open Championship, you know, deep into the final round. Did you think he had a chance to get back to where he is now? Does this surprise you, or did you expect this all along?
No, I certainly did not expect this. I think, you know, he's just amazing, you know, what he did before. And then to come back, I'm not sure what's more impressive. But to come back the way he has done is really, really impressive. And for him to now be picked for the Ryder Cup and, like you said, leading the tournaments. I mean, he's so close of winning, you know, regular tournaments, majors and playoffs and all of that thing. So, you know, it is impressive. I mean, the surgery he's gone through and the letdown he's going to have to deal with. So, I mean, I think he's just, I think he has surprised a lot of people. And he's great for the game, and it's great to see him back.
Was it tough for you to, say, as they say, walk away? Because everyone wants to continue on, and the success you had speaks for itself. But at that point, we're going, okay, I've had enough. I'm going to move on to the next phase of my life.
You know what? I feel very lucky to have had the career that I had, and I was, you know, was ready to move on. I got married and wanted to start a family, and luckily, you know, that's what we, what I do now. You know, being a wife and a mother, but also running the business, and of course, the foundation is a huge part of that. So it keeps us very busy. I'm still involved in the game of golf, and you know, I'm happy with it. You know, I had my playing career, and it was fun. I enjoyed it, but you know, it's very hard to be at the top for so long, and I've always been, and I still am a person that just likes to do things 100%, and I knew that if I was going to have family and everything, I couldn't give golf 100%. I figured, then I just don't want to do it. I'm not a dabbler just here and there. You know, I commit 100%. So, yeah, life is good, and I'm enjoying this part of my life.
Do you miss the competitive part of the game, though? Is there still part of you that says sometimes, boy, I'd like to be out there playing with the other gals?
You know, I think, you know, if you're competitive, you would always be competitive. You know, those things will never go away. You know, I try to channel my drive and my excitement and my kind of thrill that, you know, you get in competition in other areas, whether it's the business or, you know, I'm active in other things. I'm just trying to get that thrill there, trying to excel in other areas. And, you know, of course, I remember what it's like to hit that shot into the 18th and know what it's like to make a putt. I mean, it is a special feeling when that adrenaline is pumping and you achieve something like that, of course. But, you know, having said that, it takes a lot to be up there, and I don't miss that part.
Well, again, you know, people are golf crazy in this city. You know that, Annika. And again, what a great opportunity. Weather's spectacular this time of year here in the Twin City area. Royal Golf Club, September 16th through the 19th, so fans can come out and watch the best collegiate women golfers in the country participate next end of next week. It'd be fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. I can only echo that. We are excited to come, you know, to the Twin Cities. It's a great city. Like you said, they love their golf, and I've always felt very welcome there. So we look forward to taking the ladies out to the Royal Golf Club and give them another experience.
And if people want to find out more about the Annika Foundation, it's pretty simple, right? AnnikaFoundation.org, is that correct?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Annika. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week out at the Royal Golf Club. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Annika.
Look forward to it.
Yep, okay. Thank you. Annika Sorenstam.
Wow.
All-time great. All-time.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, a real name, and just a great, I mean, I was looking up her bio, again, just an amazing athlete. I think you could see that on the golf course. Mm-hmm. She had a beautiful swing, and competitive, to say the least, and one of the greatest of all time, but she, you know, weaned herself on a lot of different sports. I guess could have been a competitive skier. I mean, could maybe, I'm saying Olympic level,
right.
Really good, but picked up the game at 12, and the rest is history.
We have the only Annika Sorenstam design golf course in the country, right here. And we also have the last Arnold Palmer design.
Correct.
Because that was Palmer's last golf course. The ninth hole, which is Annika did the front. That's the queen nine. The backside Palmer did. That's the king nine.
Right.
But on any Palmer course that's ever been done, over 2,000 courses, number nine is the only par five on a Palmer golf course that does not have a fairway or greenside bunker.
Oh, no kidding.
Does not have a fair.
So that includes
for all the courses he's done.
But here in Minnesota, he's done how many?
This is his third.
Okay.
He did Deacon's Lodge.
Right. That's his, named after his dad, right?
Brainerd, yep. Correct. And then he has Deacon's Walk, which is the TPC of the Twin Cities,
correct,
which he won't have a hand in, obviously, renovating.
Yeah, Lehman's doing
Lehman's doing that. Now, right. Lehman worked with Palmer.
He did, on the TPC.
On the TPC, but right, they're completely redoing that for the new men's tournament.
Boy, I have a gone but not forgotten when we come back. We'll tease that. Yeah.
We'll do that next on the other side of the break with Mark Rosen here on The Fan.
Your shot at a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival now.
iHeartRadio!
Text the keyword jackpot to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry. Plus, iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's jackpot to 200-200.
Attention all Minnesotans who play the lottery. Did you know over $2 billion in lottery winnings go unclaimed each year from lost tickets or not checky numbers? Well, now you can play all the official state lottery games like Powerball, Mega Millions, Gopher 5, and more right from your smartphone with Jackpocket. That's right, all your favorite official lottery games right from your phone. Don't miss out on drawings because of working late and never worry about lost tickets. That can't happen with Jackpocket because you see the ticket in the app and you get an email with the serial number. To get the Jackpocket app, just text WIN to 246810 to get your exclusive link to the Jackpocket app to play official state lottery games like Powerball, Mega Millions, Gopher 5, and more right from your smartphone. Don't miss out on drawings and never worry about lost tickets. Text WIN to 246810 to start playing official state lottery games right from your phone. Get Jackpocket. Text WIN to 246810. Must be 18 years or older to play. Jackpocket is not affiliated with nor an agent of the Minnesota State Lottery.
KFAN Total Traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. No accidents right now on the freeway system, but a few delays here and there, including westbound 94, Riverside to 35W in Minneapolis, the Lafayette Freeway, Highway 52 southbound, now in St. Paul with a delay, 80th Street to Highway 55. That's due to construction going on in the right lane. Also nearby, 494 eastbound, heavy and slow, Highway 100 to Penn Avenue. Traffic is brought to you by Lowe's. Pros in the know, start with Lowe's and save 5% on eligible purchases every day made with a Lowe's business credit account. That's 5% savings in-store and online. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details.